Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The left fielder, Kurt Maughton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseborough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro takes first base on ball four. Killebrew moves to third. Belander moves to second. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Killebrew scores. Belander moves to third. Roseboro moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive towards third. Tovar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Tovar reaches third base with a triple. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 0 for 1 in the game. Motton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball towards left. Allison settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Allison. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez strikes out. 1 out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 1 in the game. Merritt strikes out. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Blair strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 0 for 2 in the game. Motton takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew strikes out. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Olander. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally bunts for a double play. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-2 in the game. Merritt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Motton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 3 in the game. Echeverrin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Belanger hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Dave McNally. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Belander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for John Roseboro. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.